Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's back. Here's Zach Gelb.
We continue. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We're sponsored today by Wrangler. It's Wrangler season out there. Open roads, endless horizons. Shop Wrangler.com for new denim styles. Made for you next adventure. Wrangler for the ride of life. We're back inside the Phoenix Convention Center. My next guest joined us a few weeks ago in studio. That's a former NBA player, Kentucky superstar, in Jamal Mashburn. Jamal, great to see you as always. How are you?
Good to see you, man. Always a great opportunity to chat with you, man. I really enjoyed it last time.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Let me start you off with the big news today. Bronny James has declared for the 2024 NBA draft. Now, he still has the option to go back to college and hit the transfer portal. That's what I kind of think will end up happening, but what was your reaction to that?
Well, I just heard about that when you just mentioned it to me. I think, you know, I think he's in a different situation than a lot of other kids. And, you know, his dad is being LeBron. LeBron carries a lot of weight at the NBA level. But I do often think that looking at LeBron from the outside in, I think he's going to do the best thing and guide his son to the best possible choice where he can develop and develop as a pro player. Is that, if that's at the pro ranks, that's at the pro ranks. If it's at another school, that's at another school. But I think for Bronny, he needs more time to develop. And then also considering the other pressures that go alongside him being LeBron's son. You know, that's difficult to deal with as well, and the expectation that goes along with that. And then a couple of that with LeBron wanting to play with his son, you know. So we'll see what happens. I know they'll make the right choice for him and different things like that. And he'll be fine. He'll be fine, I think.
Let's say if it goes to the level where LeBron hits free agency this summer and signs with whichever team Bronny does get drafted. If you were in that locker room, and, right, LeBron's a teammate of yours, and then you'd be a teammate of Bronny. How do you think that dynamic would work in the locker room?
You know, I think it would take the – it would have to be the right organization. I don't think LeBron can play in just any organization. I think it has to be in a major media market. You have to be contending for a title. So there's only a few handful of teams that can do that, and who has the cap space to do that? That's the other question. Looking at it from a teammate perspective, I think it would be pretty cool. You have a lot of players in there that – our dads, our potential dads down the road, girls, whatever it be, boys or whatever it may be, who probably want the same opportunity if they had to see fit to play with their actual kid. So I don't think it'll be an issue, especially around a championship culture, because certain things in a championship culture don't come up, you know. You know, everybody's all about winning. So I think it would be cool. It would probably be like Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. You know what I mean? Something like that. That was done in baseball. But I don't think he'll have a problem in the locker room.
Talking to Jamal Mashburn with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Like you said, he needs more time to develop. Yeah. It's an unconventional path because of who his dad is. Mm-hmm. I could see maybe getting the best of both worlds where there's still like a family type of connection where he doesn't go pro. He comes back to college. Duquesne just hired Drew Joyce III, who's longtime friend and teammate of LeBron going back to high school. That's the kind of idea that I have today, that he's going to be going to Duquesne.
Well, you know, I would, if I'm on the other side and I had an opportunity to counsel him, just like my son's in the transfer portal as well, looking at a new school, I often look at it, forget the family ties, forget the friendships and the relationships. What's the best thing for the young man? And what does he have to develop and what does he have to learn and what institution and what coach can provide that? That's how I would look at it. And then you add that in him owning his own journey. There's something to be said about, you know, failing on your own, succeeding on your own. And what I mean by on your own, obviously people help in all those ways, but it's not necessarily a family tie, a family relationship. And so as my son is in the transfer portal, he came to me and said, Dad, I'm looking for XYZ. Here's what I'm looking for. I want to develop as a player. It's not about NIL money. It's not about the name of the school or the conference. I want the best situation that can help me become a professional basketball player from an individual player standpoint while still having success on the court as a collegiate athlete. So, you know, I just think that you have to look at the situation a little bit differently because, you know, going to Duquesne, I mean, he's a big fish in a small pond. I mean, that's not an easy task to deal with. So, and he's going to come with certain things that other players don't come with. That's notoriety. That's NIL money. You know, he may have a bodyguard on campus. There's a lot of other things that come along with him. So the environment and the fit is going to have to be phenomenal, you know. And you're going to have to also have a coach that's going to have to protect him a little bit as well and has knowledge of that. Because of social media and all these things that go on, he's going to be the face of that particular program, good, bad, or indifferent.
Have you changed your tune at all when it comes to Coach Cal? Because I know last time we talked, they didn't go through the loss to Oakland. Seeing him go down again to a smaller school, has that changed your opinion on Calipari at all?
No, it hasn't changed my opinion on him at all. I think he's the, you know, there are certain situations and certain programs where it's just the right fit for not just X's and O's in basketball. You know, there's a lot that goes on with that University of Kentucky job. You're just not a head basketball coach. You're basically a CEO of a Fortune 500 company, essentially. You know what I mean? And you have to treat it as such. You can't just be about basketball and X's and O's. You got to be about other things. You got to engage the fan base, engage alumni, media, athletic director, all these different things at a heightened level. So, I mean, I've always said, you know, if you let John Calipari go and you let him walk, there'll be a lot of other schools lined up for him. But who could come in and fit that particular situation, that particular mold? I'm sure there's a lot of guys on the X and O side that can do it, but what about the other stuff?
No, it's a great point. Before we let you run, I know you do great work with the Box Out Colon Cancer campaign, boxoutcoloncancer.com. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, I teamed up with Exact Sciences and Blue Hat Foundation to get people screened who are 45 years and older. And it's personal to me, as we talked before last couple weeks ago, is that, you know, for me, my mom dealt with colon cancer, so I've lived it. I've seen it, how it's impacted people, how it's impacted my mom, how it impacted me as a caregiver and as an only child. So I'm just here to lend my voice, to start the conversation or continue the conversation, you know, that people should, at 45-year-old, should get screened.
I know you got to run. Last thing I want to ask you, though, men's Final Four, women's Final Four. The women's Final Four is going to be crazy tonight. I can't wait to see Caitlin Clark go up against UConn with Paige Buckets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't followed a lot of women's basketball, but obviously with the stars that are in women's basketball, I mean, Caitlin Clark, Paige, Angel Reese, and LSU, and all these different things. It's been
Juju
Watkins
at USC too.
Yeah. Oh, she's been phenomenal. Yeah. And, you know, for me, I follow individual players because I have that individual mindset. I don't necessarily follow teams because I, you know, play professional basketball. So it's kind of like the individuals are highlighted, and I like skill. So watching Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and the lady from USC, she's going to be a phenomenal player. I mean, to me, she's a game changer. She's the Anthony Edwards, what she's going to be to the WNBA and what he's going to mean to the NBA moving forward. I think she's a heck of a player with a high IQ. But then the men's Final Four, I mean, you got UConn. I don't see how you beat them, you know. I think UConn, the only way they get upset if they beat themselves. They have everything that they can possibly have from a personnel standpoint, coaching standpoint, culture standpoint, to win a consecutive national title.
Jamal, always great to see you once again. Make sure you check it out, boxoutcoloncancer.com. Always great to see you, my man.
Good to see you, Zach. Thank you, Wells.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.